welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob and Scott go back to small production boutique wines as they review another wine from Carlisle, but this time their Mourvèdre from Bennett Valley in Sonoma County and their Radiant Ridge Vineyard wine. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight, I am joined by Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
It is good to be here, sir. I'm excited to try this wine tonight. I don't know about you.
I know. I am excited, and tonight on the opening, you heard what we were drinking. Another boutique wine. As you can tell, we bought some stuff from Carlisle. Carlisle is a boutique Zin and white and red producer, not unlike Turley in California, Russian River, Sonoma County, those areas. They do things. Limerick Lane is another one. There's a lot of different ones that are down through there that are well known, that are mailing list only, that make elite wines. This wine tonight is one is a really special varietal in the fact that you just don't see it that often. You see it
not in California.
You see it in Spain as Monastrell. You see it some other places. And you see it in California blend. But you never see 100% of Mourvèdre.
I've never seen it. I don't remember it ever being offered before.
No. Because it's just not grown in large quantities.
It's often grown in a field blend where there's a little bit of Mourvèdre, just a kiss of Mourvèdre, 2, 3% in a bottle.
Mm-hmm. This is their Radiant Ridge Vineyard Mourvèdre from Bennett Valley in Sonoma County. I'm not familiar with Bennett Valley. Scott's going to look that up. 275 cases made. This is around $42 of your dollars. It's a little pricey, but it's not crazy for something that's 275 cases and doesn't exist. You know? I defy you to find this anywhere. Why are we drinking it? Because A, we can. B, we want to. C, is it any good? How does it compare to its European counterparts? These are very hard-hitting questions that I know you, the listener, want to know the answer to. And B, we feel duty-bound, obligated to give you. I mean, this is science. We take very little pleasure.
Science?
In episodes like pleasure. This, where we're drinking a premium wine that is hard to find. But we don't enjoy that. I enjoy drinking Lindeman Chardonnay for you.
Yeah.
I haven't done that in a long time, but mm-hmm. It's because I have respect of myself. But
Lodi still. Cabernets.
Yeah. Mini bottles for Christmas. Yeah.
Tonight I said, Rob, you know, I'm going to torture you. And I'm thinking about a bottle of Carlisle. No, I might have said Monastrell and not Mourvèdre, but that's, you know, I'm a fucking idiot. So
I knew
that
what you
matter.
Meant.
You did know what I meant.
I knew what you meant.
But Carlisle, more on them as the episode progresses. But I'm excited about this wine.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. Mourvèdre is one of our, it's one of our, you know, quiet loves. Mataro, Monastrell, whatever you want to call it. It's a heady, heady, juicy grape.
Big.
Mm-hmm. It's really actually big in Rhone, to be perfectly frank.
Yeah.
And the Monastrell, we know it in Jumilla in Spain, but mm-hmm. It is something that in Rhone, especially, it's part of Châteauneuf as well.
Absolutely.
You know, one thing, if you ever heard of a GSM blend, that's Grenache, Syrah, and Mourvèdre. These are big things. They also do well with fortified wines in certain ports. They do well. But Mourvèdre is very tannic. It's very rich. It's higher in alcohol. This is 14 and change, which isn't too bad. But sometimes these wines, I think the knock on them is they can lack a little subtlety. So if you're a sissy, okay, you don't like them.
Well,
you know, but they also are very, very difficult to grow. I mean, it needs warm weather. It's a very thick skin grape, and it needs good irrigation to produce the kind of grape you want.
Particularly the yield of a high quality grape. It can be challenging. Mm-hmm. And I don't recall a varietal specific Mouvedre in California that I've even seen, Rob Dern.
Well, this is the thing. They are low yield grapes. So the vines don't necessarily, they're not a bountiful harvest. But once again, they require high heat and good water. The problem is, though, they're also susceptible to mildew. So if you have too much water, then you fuck up the vine. Yep. But if you don't have enough, then it's not going to yield. So it's one of these things where if they were an easier grape to grow, everybody would do it. But they just don't because of the difficulty in actually producing the grape. So that's why we don't see it very much. But in Spain, they've kind of mastered it. Monastrell, you'll see that quite frankly. You can buy that under $10 different places. Gordo Verde makes a Monastrell. It's like $9.99. It's not too bad. Is it this wine? No.
I hope not.
But this wine, though, is also synonymous with, it's a big part of Châteauneuf-du-Pape. It's a big part in Languedoc. Bagnol. Those are normally dessert wines, but you'll see that on the Mediterranean coast. So it's out there. It's very, very common. It's just not necessarily the main fiddle. Hell, it's even in Gigondas. We love that stuff too.
Oof.
Vacras.
Oof.
You know, Côte de Roussillon, Côte de Ventoux. I mean, it goes on and on. Côte de Rhône, Côte de Rhône Village, Côte de Luberon. You know, it's Côte de Provence. We know these places that it's from. We see it. We drink it. If you have never drank Monastrell or Mouvedre or whatever you want to call it, Mataro, then you're kidding yourself because you've drank it at one point in your life.
Yeah. You know?
So, remember, Mataro, Mouvedre, Monastrell, same grape.
Same grape.
Different names. Why? Who fuck knows? So, folks.
Trying to trick you.
We're excited about this wine.
I am.
We're going to take a break. But then we're going to come back with more here on the Wine Vault. Hey everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean, or some other app I've never heard of, but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So the Carlisle Radiant Ridge Vineyard Mouvedre from Bennett Valley in Sonoma County, California. Scott, do you have some more information about Radiant Ridge?
Yes, but Carlisle, in and of itself, if you hit a threshold for ordering, shipping from Carlisle Vineyards to you is one of your American dollars.
That's a lot.
One of your American dollars. Who does that?
You know what? $1 also buys you a lobster in Thailand, I've been told.
You've been told?
You told me that. Yeah, yeah.
Told? Like you were told in Thailand, that means put in jail and rent it out to the masses for... What'd they rent you out for when you were told?
You told me also that
I told you?
You bought seven people for one American dollar in Thailand.
Oh, Lord.
You shipped them over here, you disgusting bastard. I don't want to talk about it.
Carlisle planted
yes
this vineyard in 2013, so it's a relatively young vineyard.
Yeah, yeah.
To put in the Mouvedre, they had to remove a lot of basaltic rock.
Mm.
Don't ask me what the fuck basaltic rock is.
Basalt rock? Volcanic rock.
Basaltic rock, yeah. Just to clear up the soil,
Well, that tells us it's a volcanic soil, so it should be acidic.
And maybe they're trying to remove some of that acidity for the prepping the Mourvèdre. And I think that grows Syrah in this vineyard as well.
Okay.
But otherwise, it's a loamy clay soil. But it the site itself, which fits in with Rob found on Wikipedia earlier, that it needs warm nights.
It's all at the top of my head.
Overall, a relatively cool site, but one in which nights are warmer than on the valley floor.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives that warm conditions for the soil that the grape needs. Small production. We just have started getting into Carlisle. We're hopeful of this wine. I'm really looking forward to it. But it's all small production, all their own grapes, all organic. We're hopeful that they rise to, if they rise to just like 50% or 75% of the quality of Turley, we're going to be happy boys.
Well, this wine does have one review.
That's right, it does. This is Wilford. I was on earlier, and Scott insulted me. I don't have any jokes for tonight, but
if you don't clean it up, I'm going to throw salt at you once again.
Salt at me? I don't understand.
I assaulted you?
Whoa.
Salt? Salt?
Well.
Salt?
You gave me a dirty look, and I didn't like it.
What?
I'm a sensitive person, Scott.
Put your sweatpants back on.
I have emotions.
I don't care if they're
and
crusty.
You don't treat me right. I'll leave you one of these days. High and dry.
So. I hope so.
And you just have your hand to keep you company. So, you know, I'm just saying. Yeah. Hey, Scott, I do have one question for you.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. What's your question, Wilfred?
Hey, what's the difference between your boyfriend and a condom? This is good for you. What is the difference?
What is the difference between your boyfriend and a condom?
I don't have a condoms have evolved. They're not so thick and insensitive anymore. You know.
You really needed to share that one.
Hey, Scott.
Do you ever think of self-editing?
Hey, what does the receptionist at a sperm bank say as clients leave?
Oh.
What does she say? Or he?
Why is it she?
Or he. I said that. You know, what do they say?
I don't know what they say. I wouldn't know what they say at a sperm bank.
That's right. Thanks for coming. That's what they say. You know, because you...
Da boom ba.
You ejaculated and, you know.
But you Carlisle, so...
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about these...
Oh, the review.
Let's talk about these vineyards they're producing.
Let's talk about that.
But yeah. Go ahead. Listen to these names. You know these names, Rob. Even you know these names. Bedrock.
Never heard of it.
Duprat.
Never heard of it.
Mancini.
Never heard
Monticello.
No, I never heard of that.
Pagani.
Oh, no. I have no idea what that
Papa's
is.
Papa's Block.
I don't know what that is.
Sierra Mar. Mm-hmm. And Tildeschi.
Hmm.
So these are places we know and love and actually great Zin producers.
Well, they are, but the Carlisle's a great Zin producer.
Carlisle's a great Zin producer.
This wine does have one review, and it's from Venice.
That's right. I was kicked off earlier. So Venice, they gave a 93 of their points.
Ooh.
I know. They said the 19 Mourvèdre Radiant Ridge Vineyard is super expressive right out of the gate. Inky blue, purplish fruit, lavender, spice, menthol, and licorice are front and center. Dried herbs and a kick of black pepper add an exotic flair to the finish. Yeah, I was thinking, one time it was in Tanzania.
Tanzania.
Yeah, and I had an exotic flair on the finish, if you get me. Anyway, this mid-weight, fleshy Mourvèdre is a real charmer. Best of all, it should drink well with minimal cellaring. The Mourvèdre is one of the highlights of this range from Mike Officer and Carlisle. Mike Officer?
Actually, it says the vineyard manager's name, Chris Boland.
Well, this is Mike Officer.
You probably shouldn't say officer.
It was Mike Hunt.
Well,
he did. It was Hunt. Then they put officer in there.
Oh, Lord. Just for you, they said officer.
I'm trying to figure that out. Yeah.
Hugh
Jazz.
Oh, Lord.
Emma Horney. Horney. She's French. Do you know that?
But the...
Amanda Huggenkiss. I know you love her.
Carlisle recommends
this wine.
You
say you need her all the time. I don't know. You
is... Like, cellared until 2026, so we're having it a little early. Although
2036,
the intro year is 2026.
Well, maybe.
So we're having it a little early, but in your review, it mentioned that you can have it with minimal cellaring. That's what we're doing.
That's what Mike Officer said.
We're about 9 months into buying from Carlisle. Does that sound about right? 6 months?
Yep. Well, in the glass, it is dark and dense.
Black like ink.
Black like your heart. Yes. It looks like the deepest, darkest Zin or Shiraz that you've ever seen.
It's a beauty.
The nose is an expression of blackberry that will never leave your soul. There is also vanilla extract and a little bit of menthol.
The legs are a little weird. They're slow in developing. Yeah, the legs aren't as dense and fully formed as I'd expect.
I knock off 5 points for that.
Is what it is. Oh, yeah, that's a wonderful nose. That this is not...
Might have a touch of lavender as well.
Yeah, there's... and I think lavender was in the review, but some floral element.
Jasmine, lavender, something like that.
Something.
Orchid. It's an exotic floral note.
And like...
Like Indian spice, like
I was gonna go blackjack licorice, but Indian spice, right yeah. in that range, right in there,
yeah, like a curry turmeric kind of thing going on. It's nice.
I was thinking more like Chinese five star.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah, and maybe just like a little bit of strawberry compote.
What a great nose. And
it's a good nose.
And it's very... It almost borders on savory, the way the nose expresses itself. That's not quite it, but it's a very earthy, component-driven nose.
Let's go on.
You know... There's just a hint of citrus in the background, too. This is a great, really expressive nose. Oh, what happened there?
I'm just going to have some time alone. I'm enjoying this wine.
Keep your hands on the tabletop, please.
First of all, let me start off with saying... This is, and I've had Mourvèdre many times. This is Mourvèdre. This wine really, really wants to showcase what the grape is. And it's kind of like one of these it's one of these grapes that you might say, oh, it almost has a lazy approach where the fruit isn't this massive gob-smacking thing like a Cabernet or a Zin might be.
Then don't drink Mourvèdre ever again and leave it for me and Rob the wine guy.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of the way.
That's not the wine. The wine itself has kind of an old-school approach to it. It's laid back, you know, and... Where it's great is in the fact that it has a 2.5 minute long finish.
It's ridiculous. And there's a consistent minerality presence to that finish the entire time.
Yeah.
It's just short of graphite. It's like almost like pencil lead. It's just short of that. And it's there the entire time that finish is going on. And on and on. This is the Energizer Bunny of finishes.
Every moment of this wine is a triumph to the varietal. Now, this is the thing. You have to appreciate other varietals other than White Zinfandel to enjoy this wine. But if, in fact, you don't make out with your cousin and play the banjo...
She's got most of her teeth.
Well, that's fine. You would appreciate and love this wine. But not joking. You have to enjoy maybe things that are off the beaten path, a little more off kilter. Even if you like Spanish Monastrell, this is a little bit different because, you know, traditional American Californian, most generally, Mavedre is this.
I'll be honest,
and having
man.
Had it on multiple occasions from different really good producers, not at this level of production, but good producers of Mavedre. This is the finest American version of Mavedre I've ever had in all my life.
I think I like this the Carlisle style of this Mavedre than any Spanish Mavedre I've ever had.
There's some good Monastrells out there, but this wine is a little bit different. It's not the Monastrell, like stuff from Humilla, whether it be from, you
this
know,
is sophisticated,
Casa Castillo,
man.
Wherever. Yeah.
Sophisticated is the word I'm going to use.
Those are brutish, and those are going as a sledgehammer trying to break your soul. This wine is trying to make you think.
Well, but not only that, what they've done with this wine, this has that characteristic. But what they've done is they've turned that into a finish that is 2.5 minutes long. That's where that brutishness, that's where that, this has backbone to it. Instead of it being raw and rustic, that's where this expresses itself. You don't get that in many wines. I don't give a what the varietal is. This finish is so damn long. And we're drinking this early, folks.
This wine has an expression in the mid palate of this herbaceous, like a margarine / rosemary thyme kind of thing.
Something.
And it almost stops me in my tracks every time I taste it. It's such a beautiful expression of those herbs. So rarely do wines embrace intense herbaceousness while still having nice fruit, but so very often does that ever happen, and this wine takes the time to do that. This is really, though, just an expression of a grape to its best self. This wine really does that with Mavedre.
Off air, we were talking about, you know, it's too early for this wine, but I, you know, we're new to Carlisle and we've tried it, and somebody made the decision to buy Mavedre where somebody else didn't.
I was wrong.
And
how many did you buy?
I've got another one.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to buy more next year, and next year.
Well, I think it's not even next year. I think this is still available.
We can buy more of Mavedre?
I think we can buy it now, like tonight.
Well, then we will talk. I mean, we have alcohol that is feeding our addiction, but still, that makes a lot of sense to me right now.
But off air,
we can buy more of this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like this is early. The range of dates they give you for drinking, if you're going to properly sell this, it's like 4 years early. You're not supposed to touch this until 2026.
This is a wine that if you drink the best of the best, this wine would be in that portfolio on off-kilter reds. If you go off in your drinking Harland and you're drinking, you know, throw out one.
I have friends who like Camus. Everybody likes Camus. It's easy to like Camus. Camus is likable.
No.
But you're having a night where you've got
I'm not talking about Camus.
A half dozen people. You're
Scott,
drinking different
I didn't
wines.
Say you like Yoo-Hoo. You
easy,
like,
easy.
You like masturbating in parking lots, and you like Camus. Those are the three things that match up with that.
Is it well lit?
I'm talking about good wine, not...
Is it well lit or it's dark?
It's dark.
Okay.
I'm talking about like...
Just checking.
I drink...
Do that.
I drink Stag's Leap Fay, so you're more comfortable. Or Cast 2120.
Yeah.
I mean, great wines. Things that are unique, not 30,000 case wines.
Well...
Not masturbating in a parking lot wines.
The lights are off.
Yeah.
Or that's what you said you do. I don't know.
This,
I hope the lights are off.
This wine should be the people that enjoy things that are special, that seek out things that are unique, that that you're going to remember 6 days from now, a month from now, a month and a half from now, assuming that I remember what my name is, you're going to remember the flavors that you tasted and this experience of drinking it. Occasionally, we have a wine that pops up like this. Most recently, the
Boozer was very good. Tannin.
The Bodega Boozer was good.
Maria Scott, thank you.
Yeah, we've had some good wines like that. I mean, and then also up there, on the top shelf stuff, we've had wines like that. But this wine is one of those wines. Now, the fact that it's Monastrell puts it in a little bit different category because it's an off-kilter red. But really, me knowing what Monastrell or Mavedra or Mataro should taste like, this is the finest example I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It really is. When you take into consideration all elements. Now, you can love the brutishness of a big Monastrell from Spain. We love that.
Yeah, yeah.
But we love that in a different way. Well, because it's a different wine. And it's not this wine.
Well, depending on what your price point is, if you're going to put that down, then it does become something different. This wine is already something different from the get-go. Now, they're holding it back for a couple years before they release it. When we bought this was a 2019. It's the current vintage. And you're supposed to hold this till 2026.
Well, though, but a
this
big...
is still young.
A big Monastrell is great when you're drinking or you're eating charred beef on a fucking sword. That's great for Monastrell. This is a wine that's great if you're studying for your sommelier's exam and this is on the exam.
Fucking A.
That's what this wine is. This wine is one where they're going to put this out to you as something to study. Okay? It's clinical to a certain extent.
Yeah, no.
That it encapsulates everything that is great about a grape. Forgetting what the grape is. And I've never really said this about a wine, because we've never came to the pinnacle, I don't think, of a wine. I mean, you could argue maybe Uberuth is there for a Zinfandel. It's a great Zinfandel. I mean, there are other ones maybe, but that's one. Certainly not Hain, but whatever.
Ouch.
A Pacenti, maybe.
Go away.
This wine, though, I can say with a certain confidence, you bring me any other Monastrell, Mavedre, or Mataro in the world. If it's called Mataro, it's probably from Baja anyway, but nobody uses that term anymore. This wine is superior to it.
And the thing is, if this wine isn't on that Somm's list for tasting, for profile Mavedre, it
better be.
It fucking should be.
Yeah.
It should be. But the brilliance of this wine, the brilliance of this grape, and this is what you get when you have a maker that's doing it right. You know, this is a young vine, too. What is this fucking going to be in 20 years?
Oh, Jesus. You're not going to be able to buy it.
But Carlisle, you know, maybe in some markets you can buy it, but you need to buy direct from them. It's $1 shipping, folks, if you meet the minimum.
It's very good value. Was it 6 bottles?
Yeah.
Oh, that's shit. That's nothing. That's nothing.
And they don't have a lot of offerings. You need to get on the mailing list. And I'm on the fucking mailing list now.
Well, for instance, folks, I mean, we love Turley, right? But Turley is a little more Zin-centric, although...
So's Carlisle. That's what they're known for.
Oh, I know they are. But I just introduced people to the Iacobonis, friends of ours, to Turley's light one.
The Monterosso.
No. The very, very, very...
Oh, Cinsault.
Yes, the Cinsault.
Fuck yeah, that's an awesome grape.
Jason was amazed by the nose, and the nose on that wine is just gorgeous. Yeah. But it's a gorgeous, gorgeous wine.
But it's like... $20. Our price, it's like $26 or something.
No, it's 20.
It's stupid.
I don't buy enough of it because it's a simple wine, but it's gorgeous. It's a little more Gamay style, but I love a good Gamay. It's a gorgeous wine.
You're coming back around. You realize that they're not offering you as much as they used to because you don't buy enough.
I don't need anymore.
Somebody didn't get offered Cab Sauv this year.
I didn't. I'm not sad about that.
Oh, you should be.
Scott.
You should be.
No.
Yes, you should be.
Because I can buy other stuff.
Well, buy other stuff.
I did. Trust me. Good. You saw in there.
Good.
There's no more space. I've been buying like a fucking fiend.
I've been talking to you.
Not from wine.com, dickheads. Fuck you. But still.
And he's just bitter.
You're bitter too.
I'm not bitter.
Now their policies are affecting you. We're going to talk about that later. But still.
No, we're not.
We're going to talk about, you know.
You're a bitter man.
Well, that has nothing to do with it, but.
You're a bitter man.
You know what's interesting about this wine, though? It encourages you to drink slow. Because normally, I mean, we have a lot left, but.
Let's.
We would be like 3/4 through this, but.
Interesting.
But you don't, do you?
So let's talk about this. We've both opined about the ridiculous length of the finish. Although 2.5 minutes is an exaggeration, it's a long motherfucker.
We haven't broke it down.
We haven't. The other thing we've talked about is that sense of minerality. I'm calling it just short of graphite, kind of sort of like pencil lead. And
it
is throughout the entire finish. I can't think of a wine that finishes that way. I can't think of a wine that's had that expression of minerality for that length of time.
Great Petite Syrahs sometimes can do that.
But as long as this?
Well, I mean, there are some. I mean, the Pacenti, the Turley Pacenti Petite Syrah has a. But no, the finish isn't as long.
It's not as long as this, man.
No, it's not as good as this. Those are good wines.
It's a different wine. It's a different wine.
Those are different wines, Scott. But this is
fucking awesome. So let's continue to break this
down.
When
you drink what you feel, what I feel is the best I've ever had of a varietal.
Right here it is.
How do you? I mean, how? And it's a varietal in certain areas we held in esteem.
We love Spanish Monastrell.
Oh, good God, yes. But those aren't this.
You don't really see it in France where it's just 100% of the varietal, so you can't, it's not a fair comparison. And we've said this ad nauseum. Realistically, when you've got a single varietal from France, beware. So realistically, we wouldn't even look to try that. But yeah. Spain, this is bread and butter for them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is next level. This is... this is a night we're not going to forget. We talked to you folks about wine being an experience. You're mm-hmm. going to remember when you have that special bottle. For us, this is one of those special nights. And we didn't know about it. We didn't know what this was going to be.
Well, I thought it'd be good.
We're new to Carlisle.
Yeah.
And California doesn't do Mourvèdre.
Yeah, it's an oddball. It's still your term, but...
There's just not that much planted and grown. And when it is, typically it's part of a blend.
Well,
usually a field blend.
I've
not seen a single varietal before. You mentioned you have. I've not.
Back in the day, it was a little more prominent, but it was cheaper. And so Mataro, and the Rhone Rangers, you've heard of those things.
Mm-hmm.
That was prominent then. I think I had a, it was called Mataro. I believe at one point Ridge did one back in the day, but it wasn't great. The thing about this, think about, and Scott hasn't had it yet, but Turley has released their Pacenti Grenache, okay? And I had that not too long ago.
I've got two bottles. I'm holding back. I'm being patient.
Well, I have two more bottles, too. I ordered three.
I'm being patient.
Now, with that wine, it's a pretty wine, and it is in nowhere even within 10,000 miles of this wine. It is, it, I would give that wine on a scoring level an 87, 88.
Oh, I thought you said higher than that.
No, good God, no, 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 not a drop higher than that. Give it some time. Get the grapes growing up there. Maybe the vines get a little older. Maybe it's anywhere. No. It's a novelty at this point.
Ridge Vineyards, Pateo Vineyard, Mataro Mouvedre. Global, worldwide price, $153 of your dollars.
I don't think I paid that. That was years
this
ago.
This is a 2003 bottle.
Yeah, well, it was probably, I don't think it was, I don't remember what it was, but it was years ago. It's probably.
I'm guessing they don't do it anymore.
No. I mean, they didn't do a late harvest Zin, then they just recently did, so I bought a couple bottles of it, but.
Ridge does some cool stuff.
They do, because.
Do you know who does cool stuff?
Carlisle.
Fucking Carlisle. This is not cool.
We like their
Grüner. No. This is not cool. This is beyond cool. This is like...
Well, the Grüner Veltliner was good. Still have their other white.
Fuck yeah. That other white blend.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is like... Our listeners probably don't know who David Beckham is, but David Beckham was way fucking cool. It was like David Beckham cool. This is like...
Well, folks, if you're a wine lover and you'd love to try different things... This is the white wolf. This is the wine that you need to seek out to drink, because A, it's different. B, it's the perfect example of the varietal that you're drinking. So,
if you trust our opinion and you love red wine, that's all we do on the show. We do white wine occasionally, but if you're listening to the show, it's not because you like white wine. You're a red wine drinker like us, so you're not listening. Buy Carlisle's Mouvedre. Go on the website tonight and buy it. Have it sent to your house. Buy it.
Yes, and don't drink it. What you do is you mail it to me. send me an email. I'll provide you the email address or my mailing address, and you'll send it to me as tribute because of how much you love me.
Tribute, like this is like...
What?
You're a tribute, like, you know, in the freaking dystopian future where, you know, she shot arrows and killed everybody, and you're a tribute.
Good job, Scott, with your joke. It took 15... You know, I just remember like when she got... She had all of her phone pictures leaked, and you saw her butthole and stuff. That's... What's her name? Katniss.
Katniss.
Jennifer Lawrence, yeah. It must have been very awkward. You know... Scott, I took a bunch of pictures of my butthole, and
You took those pictures?
But nobody hacked my phone. I wanted them to put them online, so I did it. If you put all your pictures of your butthole on Facebook, they ban you. I found that out.
Yeah, you should go to jail.
Wait,
you just got out of jail, didn't you?
No, I'm in a halfway house, but it's a little bit different.
Same thing.
It's a sex offender house, you know? I'm on that app.
I told you to stop telling the pedophile jokes.
I like to laugh about my own experiences, but still, you know, but I was like, you know, maybe they'll download my pictures and see it. But no, they didn't. Apparently she's better looking than me.
And she doesn't have hemorrhoids.
That does kind of take away the allure of the butthole picture, doesn't it? So, you know, yeah.
That, and you know, they've got... There's wipes for men that you can use, and it's
Tux.
Like clean it up. Dude wipes.
It's Tux, is what it is.
There's dude wipes.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, dude
I
wipes
use Tux and a Louisville Slugger, but I'm not going to say what that's for. So,
well, you just said it, so no, everybody
didn't.
Knows what it's for.
I use it to play baseball.
Yeah.
Let's take it out of my ass. But anyway, folks, we're going to take a break. But we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault.
We'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So on tonight's potpourri, for those of you that are wine.com customers,
oh,
I think some of us, or all of us, and Scott, oh, Lord, got an email from wine.com. And they were lamenting the fact that they were, and this, I know we all want to cry. We have a long cry, like a communal cry for them, that they were losing money, essentially, because there were people, bastards, that were utilizing stewardship shipping for commercial purposes. Isn't that what the letter said?
Real fast, wine.com has a stewardship program. You pay a flat fee. I think it's like $65 or $67. And you get free shipping throughout the year.
Yeah.
Rob, previously, to be totally transparent, had been putting time out earlier in this 12-month year cycle. It wasn't this year. I think it was in 2022, but it was one of the last 12 months because he was routinely buying one bottle at a time.
Yeah, fuck them.
And they were taking a beating on it. He got put in time out.
So I have to spend $50 or more for free shipping.
Well, what this email really did, they made this lame excuse. They lied. They, instead of saying, we can't afford to do this anymore, if you want to keep doing free shipping, buy $50 worth, or we're not going to ship it for free.
Yeah. They said that people were using their accounts for commercial purposes. Therefore, they could not do that. They couldn't honor what people had signed up for free shipping if they spent the money. Now, Scott and I were trying to discuss and trying to figure out what commercial purpose would there be in buying wines at retail price. So if you're limited to a $49 shipping rate, right, to get free shipping, if you're buying for commercial purposes, you're buying a lot of wine at one time, correct?
It doesn't make sense, but I think if what they're saying is transparent and it's accurate, which I don't think it is, I think they're just full of shit and they're just changing the policy. They're just implementing what they did to you.
Yeah, to everybody.
To everybody.
What I would suggest, folks, is going to Vivino.
No.
I've ordered from Vivino. I got free shipping. I had to buy a lot. But there actually is. It's like
$200 a number for them.
No. Well, yes. No. You can. There's Vivino Plus, and I think it's like 99 cents a month. And then a little bit more after that. It's not a ton. And you get free shipping through them for that.
Hmm.
So, folks, I would check that out. I think what our concern is with wine.com, everything keeps being scaled back.
Well, they changed some things a few years back for us, and now they have warehouses in Ohio, and they've limited our availability, where before it was like, holy shit, you know. But they were shipping from California or from New Jersey, and now it's from this warehouse near the airport. And it's great. We still get the free shipping, and it actually the response times are better.
But
we don't have the selection that we once had.
And
when you do get something good, you better order it. You better be online to see that it's there because people are freaking nailing it.
There's nothing. Yeah, there isn't much of it. So you might get a case of Bordeaux come in. All they have is a case. So you better be quick.
Yep.
And in reality, we know from Ohio, there's way more things available than what they offer because they don't bother to try to find distributors to sell it. And so when we start seeing that in their business model in Ohio where they were defeatist because they got their ass kicked in court, and then you see they scale back universally, because I had been violating their terms of service for years. I'd buy a bottle here, a bottle there, a lot. But I bought a lot, mind you, but whatever. I always would buy more than a bottle.
You bought more than 50 individual bottles.
Sure did.
And got put in time.
No, Scott, it was 25.
You're right, it was 25. Still.
But I always had done that.
Click.
That's $10. Oh, yeah, sure. I'll get that. I would just do that, right? I wasn't buying big things in bulk. Just single bottles come in. I'd say buy a half bottle. Now, unless you read the fine print, you'd never know this is a term of service. But they never enforced it until this year in February. Then they started enforcing it, and I went, well,
he was so mad. Oh, my God, folks.
But I was like, if
you've heard him rant, oh, my God.
It's just weird.
Some people have a heroin addiction. Yeah. Some people have a porn addiction. Rob has I want to buy a single bottle of red wine addiction.
Guess what? That addiction is cured because I can't do it anymore. And guess what? Now, they've lost so much money in my business. They had to scale it all back. That's my thought. They're not right now honoring their contractual requirements for everybody, although they'll refund your money if you want them to, with anybody because of me. Because of the fact is, I stopped spending all my money.
No, because you're an asshole.
But that's true, but those are independent things.
They are independent. You're an asshole. It's got nothing to do with his wine
purchase. I think the point is, wine.com was a great thing for a long time. However, I think the party is... I don't think it's over now, but I think that they'll be out of business, what, a year and a half, 2 years?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I think so.
I think just Ohio's just one market, dude.
Yeah, but they did that nationally. They didn't just do it for Ohio. I think that they are having a hard time sustaining their business, which is shocking.
Nobody can ship a single bottle of wine for free.
They charge $65, $70.
Okay, but still.
Charge $100.
$50.
What's a good number?
It's still a great value at $50.
Yeah, but they don't charge $50. Wait, no, that's not bad.
You have to have a $50 minimum.
Yeah, no, that's not. No, that's not a bad deal.
I don't think it's that bad a deal. I don't think the shipping thing is that big a deal. The question is it a viable market for them? Can they continue to get suppliers? Are they going to be able to be in the 48 continental United States? You know, and we're weird. Ohio's got weird shipping laws.
They don't like them because they sued them specifically.
Well, we don't. Ohio doesn't like anybody. We're assholes.
Yeah. Well, this is the other thing, though.
We're just on the other side of Florida and Texas.
They made up. That whole premise by which they were scaling back the stewardship shipping.
So here's really funny. So
why?
Rob texts me. He's like, did you see the email? I'm like, I didn't get an email. What are you talking about? He's like, no, I sent you the email. What email? Wine.com sent me an email. I'm like, oh. Yeah, so I played silent. I'm like, yeah, I'll read it. Come back to him like, they didn't do that to me, man. I can still buy single bottles. I don't know what you're talking about. And he was so mad. He didn't bite, though.
I wasn't mad.
He didn't bite. You were, yeah, you believed me for a red hot second there.
No.
Yes, you did.
No.
Yes, you did.
Why?
Because I got the text to show.
Obviously, I'm not doing it as a commercial purpose. I got one bottle of.
You believed it. You were still arguing the commercial purpose thing. But then when I said, oh, they didn't do that to me, I didn't get that email.
Well, I didn't believe you.
And then I said, I called.
Well, you don't order as much as I do.
True that. Although, unless it's Turley.
Vivino just got my order. So.
Eh, well, whatever. So it's $200 to get free shipping there.
Yeah, but if they give me the $70 back, I get free shipping. I don't, you know. I didn't get actually $200 worth of product because they didn't have all the stuff.
Scam. See, here you go again. You're starting it again.
What?
You're starting it again. You're defying the terms of service. There's a pattern developing here, sir.
Yeah. Being smart.
Wine.com.
Vivino.
Vivino. What's next?
Wine Express. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Wine Express.
I don't
know what that Total is. Wine.
No.
Go to Total Wine.
We have it case stacked.
I know, and you also have it on the shelf.
Yes, multiple shelves. We have so much wine.
You have a lot of the same wine.
That's where Wilfred should work at TotalWine.com.
Maybe I do. They don't allow sex offenders, though, to work at their store.
In Louisville, they do.
Wow. How would you know? Were you in there?
It's Kentucky.
So what?
If they didn't allow sex offenders to work, they couldn't have employment.
That's a very good point, but it's more central Kentucky than
sensual Kentucky.
Consensual Kentucky.
I don't think they know what that word means.
It means your third cousin.
Damn it. Your
third cousin. It's implied.
So, folks, we're going to take a break.
We're so bad.
But we'll be right
we're
back.
Such bad men.
Well, you started that. Here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, the 2019 Carlisle Radiant Ridge Vineyard Mourvèdre from Bennett Valley in Sonoma County, California. I wonder if there's any some Monterey or Lodi in this, considering, you know, Sonoma County.
What?
Rayburn.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We fudge it. We don't know what maps are.
Yeah, it's Sonoma County or Lodi
or Monterey. I mean, we drove through Sonoma County. We were in Santa Rosa. There's a Walmart there. Have you been there? It's fantastic.
From Bahamas.
Jesus Christ. Not by Rayburn, thankfully. 100% Mourvèdre. 100%
Radiant Ridge.
Radiant Ridge Vineyard in Bennett Valley. Scott, what is your numerical score?
Oh, I love this wine.
Do you?
94 my points.
94?
94 my fucking points.
That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of fucking points.
Defend your position.
Nope. I'm just going straight out 94. The wine stands on its own. This is a wine experience wine. It is next level. The sense of minerality that is throughout the wine, the it hits in the mid, and then the finish is long, and the minerality stays with you throughout the finish. The longest expression of minerality I ever remember in a wine. The other thing that's next level about this wine, that nose.
Well, that's good, yeah.
Fantastic. Yep. And it was a prelude to the wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rare you have that floral element in the nose and it expresses in the wine. The floral element's really just a minor player in the palate of the wine. It's there, though. It's right there. Perfect expression of the fruit. But the length, the way it's treated, the oaking on this is so fucking perfect. It's we haven't even talked about the oaking. It's perfect. It's just there. It's in the background, and it lets the wine sing. If only I could sing, if I could sing, if I could sing. This wine can fucking sing.
But French oak, 18% new.
It just, the best expression of Mourvèdre, you said you too, but we've ever had.
Oh, by the way,
94 my points.
This was picked 12 hours before the King Cane fires started, yep. So it burned.
They just got it in.
Yeah, so whether or not this is going to be something that is going to be out there later is another question. But for me, I'm going to provide this wine 86 of my point. No, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm 93 is where I'm at. And you can do 93, 94. I don't care. That's fine. I mean, 94 is fine as well. Because this wine, A, is magnificent. B, no, screw it. 94 of my points as well. I agree with the 94. It is the best version of the varietal. What score do you give that? I don't know. I mean, the depth is amazing. The nose is great. The mouthfeel is excellent. It is just an exquisite representation. When you drink it, you know you're drinking wine that is of a higher cut. It's rarefied air.
Yeah.
And that is something that's special. That comes across on the palate. You're like, not every wine is to this wine's level. That's special. And it just shows it. And for $42, you don't normally find something in any type of product that is rarefied air. It isn't the top 1% of what you could buy. But this wine is. It is the percent.
It's the one
of Mourvèdre.
Yeah. It's the top 1% of wines. For what it is, the price point, everything, this is top 1%. But what price would you put on this? I don't buy $200 wines, but there is not a price I wouldn't pay for this.
This wine is, it is worth whatever they charge for
it. 100%, I agree.
And so
there would be a number I wouldn't buy.
I think 42 is too low.
It's ridiculous. This is like,
but I don't know what too high is either.
It's like,
I don't know what the top level is, but I just know that $42 isn't going to cut it. I think that this wine,
I know if it was $100, I wouldn't have bought it.
Yeah, this wine right? is at least, should be at least, they should be charging.
Double? 75?
I was thinking somewhere high 60s, low 70s.
But
yeah.
still, yeah.
And that's like release prices, not retail. Retail,
it's
a buck and a quarter, a buck 50.
I would,
which no one's going to buy a Mourvèdre at that price.
I would
but,
guess retail sale, if there is a thing for this wine, and I don't know that there is, I would guess it's in the 70s. I would guess it's high 60s, 70s.
If it was sold, yeah, it would at least be in the 70s
and that's just
and 80s.
Based yeah. on what we know and what we've experienced for all the different Turley offerings there are, there's just a retail markup.
Yeah.
You get when you buy direct, you're buying at a discount. Again, Carlisle, 6 bottles, dollar shipping, go online, buy this shit. And wonderful
then,
white wines.
And then send it to me.
Wonderful white wines, but they're known for Zins. Join the mailing list.
If you do, by the way, buy all that and then send it to me, I will mention you on the show. Wilford might even tell you a dirty joke.
Are you trying to get people to send you stuff or not? Nobody likes Wilford's jokes but you.
You know what, Scott? I have a joke for you. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Wilford.
What does one saggy boob say to the other saggy boob?
Oh my God, this is so inappropriate.
If we don't get some support, people will think we're nuts. Yeah.
Even the wine guy didn't get that.
I got it. I just think it was very funny. Hey,
no,
Scott.
No, it was not very funny.
We gotta redeem ourselves. Hey, Scott.
There's no redeeming ourselves here. You're doing jokes, Wilfred. There's no redeeming you.
Hey, Scott. What does the sign on an out-of-business brothel sale say?
I don't know. What does the sign
say
on an out-of-business brothel say?
Why would you put a sign on an out-of-business brothel? I'm kind of curious. But anyway, they said, beat it. We're closed. But I don't. Why would you have a sign?
Beat it.
Yeah, jerk off is what it means.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Wilfred.
How does a woman scare a gynecologist?
How does a woman scare a gynecologist?
By becoming a ventriloquist. I think the gynecologist is sexist. Probably.
I think you're sexist, Wilfred.
No, I am, but you know. Hey, Scott.
You want to be sexist, you're just not. You just don't get it.
Hey, Scott, what goes in hard and dry but comes out soft and wet?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What does that, you know?
A turd?
No. No. Gum. It's not that. It's not a dirty joke. It's just because you're a pervert.
Oh, that's it.
Hey, Scott, last one.
Thank God.
Why does
yeah. Last one ever.
No.
No ever again.
No. It's like the fourth. Why does Dr. Pepper come in a bottle?
Why does Dr. Pepper come in a bottle?
Because his wife died.
What?
Yeah.
Now, is it a bad sexual joke? That's horrible.
It is bad, isn't it? Why'd you write that?
That is really good, Wilford.
Thank you very much. I didn't. Scott wrote that. I don't know. It's perverted, but
still. 294's Hall of Fame of Distinction, the Carlisle
Special Wine, special.
Radiant Ridge Vineyard Mourvèdre from Bennett Valley in Sonoma County, California. Tip of the cap.
Oh, fuck.
To Carlisle. So.
Tip of the cap. Open a manufacturing plant to make caps, send them to Carlisle, and show up at Carlisle when you deliver the first batch of hats, and you tip the cap to them from your own plant where you manufactured the hat, because they deserve that kind of attention when we tip our caps to them. Fucking amazing.
And since that didn't make sense, folks, everybody, what comes after 69? Nobody knows. Mouthwash. So.
Mouthwash.
For Rob the wine guy and Scott the taxi driver.
What about Wilfred?
What?
For Wilfred, too.
I never was a lady. What the hell? I'm never going to be in a 69 position. No.
From Scott the wine. Scott, never mind.
Try again, dumbass.
From Scott the licensed taxi driver.
There you go. That's your
Rob
name.
Rob the wine guy.
Yeah.
And Wilfred the fucking pervert.
That's not my name. Jesus. Anyway, we're going to bid you adieu. But see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night, everybody.